Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, not going to lie to you. The sack is so full today, we might linger on the sack for a bit. I do have a couple of NFL questions we'll get to at some point.
Why would the Vikings want Aaron Rodgers? Riddle me that, Batman.
I love that we're now once again in Aaron Rodgers' weight territory. This guy just wants to be Brett Favre.
So he would just be like stealing money from people in Mississippi away from completing
yes.
Brett Favre.
Yes, that's the right? last step for
that's
Aaron Rodgers.
That's the last step for him, in which, yes. you know... That might be in his future.
Very well could be. Mail sack question. Years ago, Dirt said he was above and would never scrape peanut butter out of the jar.
Yeah.
Has anything changed since having a kid and this economy?
His kid isn't eating peanut butter yet, really.
Tay's actually allergic to peanuts. Oh. So we have a peanut allergy, so that's awesome to deal
you
with.
You got a kid with a peanut
yeah,
allergy?
Yeah, we do have a kid with a peanut allergy.
I'm sorry. Have fun with that. My nephew is, and he has to go and... My sister-in-law's like, he has to eat half a peanut today because they have to test how them, you know.
Yeah, there's a
reacts.
New thing that says at the age of like 2 or 3, you can start giving them a little bit of peanut, little by little, to try and overcome it. Yeah. But yeah, we tried a piece of peanut butter toast pretty early on, and something happened on his face. It was like, that's not good.
Bummer.
And so we went to get him tested.
That's a bummer.
And they gave him the old prick, the old, you know, are you allergic to it prick? And it was like 30 seconds in, like, uh-oh, that's, So not eating a lot of peanuts, to be honest with you. So I'm not scraping much of the bottom of the peanut jar, but it's not because of the economy. It's because Teddy Ball Game's allergic to it.
But also, you don't scrape the bottom.
I still would not scrape the bottom of the peanut jar. Mail sack question, green banana or super speckled banana?
Well, I like a green-ish.
Clearly not my question.
Not for Jason Swigart.
But if you're making me choose, I'm probably going to choose the speckle because I can use that in a protein smoothie. Mm. I could cut it up and put it in a yogurt bowl. Or I could just save it and make banana bread.
You very well could.
It's a little more versatile versus if I eat that green banana, it's going to taste a little tart.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the speckled banana here.
Give me speckled and mushy.
Yeah.
Over a hard banana.
But if I have one in my backpack, it's got a slight hue of green at the very top.
That's not terrible.
At least green to me. Yeah. I don't know if it's green to other people.
That's not terrible.
Because I'm colorblind, but...
We learned this yesterday.
I do like a little bit of the green at the top if I'm just eating a banana out of the peel.
Let's have Swag play this fun game. Swag, can you hop on Twitter really quickly?
No, we can't, no.
Go to our show page.
That's a terrible photo.
Look at the picture that we tweeted out yesterday of Sprague's jacket, and just go ahead and give us an assessment of what color that jacket is.
I had coworkers actually yesterday. I asked this. I had 7 people tell me it's a hue of green.
These imaginary people that you're talking to?
Okay, the bottom part is gray.
Yes.
And the upper part is...
What's the hue? It's a hue of a color.
It is sand. It is...
Sand. That's bad lighting.
Light beige.
No.
It is...
Kuglud said beige. What do we think is beige?
There's nothing green in that. What
that is green. The upper part is green. It's a light green. You're looking at a bad lighted photo from a dwarf.
There's nothing in that photo that indicates even a touch of sage green.
No, not at all.
It's literally called an olive aura Nike wind jacket.
This all sounds made up. I don't know what you're talking about.
Olive
That's like
is
bone color is what that is.
Bone is white. It's in the white family.
I knew I could count on you.
That is not a white jacket.
I knew I could count on you.
I'm bringing it in tomorrow to show you before the show because okay. I don't need to make this go 3 shows long. The top part is a green color.
I'll look at it in person.
The people have spoken. No, mail sack question. What non-sports show or shows or movie have you recently been watching? So what's on your non-sports? I just finished the, what's the Lord of the Rings Amazon show?
God, you're a nerd.
I am an absolute
you're such
nerd.
A dweeb.
What is the name of that show? Rings of Power or something? It's pretty good.
He stole the ring. He's got the rings.
Look at you lashing out because you wear a non-green jacket and you're colorblind.
He's got all the rings.
It was a pretty good show.
It's $1 billion. I would hope it was a pretty good show.
It's a pretty good show.
We're whizzing through White Lotus Season 2.
Because
we want to catch up to watch White Lotus Season 3.
White Lotus. Swaggy, watching anything?
Nope.
No. Knew it.
I hopped on the Gemstones not that long ago. I'm all caught up. So I really enjoyed Episode 2 of the new season.
Good
it
new season.
It was great. I want to ask you guys a quick question about that. A couple times on this show, they're showing frontal male. And I just, your general thoughts when an actor you're familiar with turns around and you see the wee.
I didn't expect that.
What are your general thoughts on that? Would you do that?
Checking out some hog?
Yeah.
Would I do it on camera?
Yeah.
Or would I?
Walter Goggins is Baby Billy, Uncle Baby Billy. And he is just so exceptional in that show. He shows the Walter Hog yesterday in the episode.
Is it?
And I think that's his. I think it's real. I think it's the real Walter.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah,
I don't know. Is it necessary to the storyline, or is it just gratuitous?
It's literally made to make you laugh. There's no part
no
about
purpose.
The, like, okay. Hey, what's going on down there? He's in the dressing room. He's lecturing his niece and nephew. And he just turns around, like, let me tell you something. And he's just nude.
Be a really weird feeling of then, like, people, everybody knowing what your ween looks like. Every time you go somewhere in public, you're like, hey, I've seen that guy's ween.
Yeah, but Jason Segel's talked about this. The guy from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah, his ween's all over that
basically,
movie.
Basically, every time he goes out, people are just,
they do it to him every time.
Shimmy shake. Because
you've seen it, and he did the dance.
You can't
forget it.
He showed it, and people were impressed. That's the other part. Do you pick up any kudo points?
Ah, yeah.
Or is it like, oh, there's little Andy.
little tiny. Little guy.
Yeah, the Lord of the Rings is sick.
I mean, if you're paying, how much money am I making to be in the show? What's my salary?
I don't know. A good amount. Walter Goggins, I'd imagine, is making good six figures at least.
If you're paying me good money, I'll show my ween.
Like 200K?
I'll show my ween for 200K.
Okay.
I don't know.
Thank you. Way to play the game. You're so good at that.
I needed a good pounding today.
If it was actually germane to the storyline and the plot,
you're a comedic actor. You're acting like there's some big plot lines in the Hamilton-like play here.
Zach is saying it's not Walter Goggins. They used a stunt double.
I don't know, man. I watched it. He's facing him talking, and it's...
I mean, I think they have the technology to do that.
Okay.
I think you have the technology to impose another ween on you.
I would probably seek to pass on it unless I was going to get fired.
If you're going to make it look like me, but it's not me, it needs to be bigger than that.
You better go extra large.
Not that it was, you know, awful. I just, if you're going to make it me but not me, like, lie.
Yeah, 200K, I'd show my ween. I'd show my ween for 200K. Mail sack question, since you would be at Alen A, what's your table game of choice and what is the most you've ever won on a slot machine?
Okay, table game of choice. I got into a real big Hold'em, Texas Hold'em
Ooh,
game last year.
Oh, Texas Hold'em phase?
I was probably at the table for about 53 minutes.
Oh, that's a pretty long run.
There you go.
And then, you know, eventually the new dealer comes in and starts slowly picking at
Changes it all up, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm out of here.
I'm not a big table. I'm just going to be honest with you. Not a big table game guy. I'll play poker with buddies and stuff.
Are you a slots guy?
Not really. I'm a sports gambler guy. Like, I'm not a huge casino gambler guy.
In the sports book?
Yeah. Watch tournament? Yeah.
Not going to be in or at all?
Not really, no.
Oh.
I could play blackjack for hours.
I might go throw 50 bucks on red on a roulette spin one time and be like, hey, look at that. I doubled my money or I lost 50 bucks real quick.
I'm told the best odds for the player, once you figure it out, is craps.
Yeah.
And, like, I
want to know, but I don't get it.
I know.
I watch it.
It's overwhelming.
Like,
there's a lot going on, and it's moving pretty fast.
Seven's good now. Now seven is bad.
Yeah.
Snake eyes. Is that good? No. It sounds bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to play. The only one I would probably be willing to play a lot of is blackjack, but I'm also self-aware enough that I don't ever play blackjack. I know the rules of blackjack. I know how to play.
Get to 21.
But there's all sorts of, like, I don't want to be that guy at the table that's, like, doing something that I'm not supposed to be. I don't want to ruin the mojo for other people because I don't like when my mojo is ruined doing something that I love.
Well, if you
it's like when I play golf with somebody who doesn't know what they're doing and the etiquette's wrong. They ruin my mojo, and I don't want to ruin people's mojo, so I just stay away.
Just don't sit at third base. So third base is the last hand before the dealer.
I'm not going to. Yeah.
don't do that.
I'm not doing
if
it. I'm not going to do
sure
any.
Sure, what you're doing?
Well, I'm going to sit in the sports book and watch college basketball.
That person has
and
the
lay a bet on Norfolk State if they're in the tournament.
There you go.
To be fair to you, though, and maybe other people like you that don't maybe go as much and play at table games, you sit down at a table. It can be very overwhelming. There's like a red line. There's like a red button that lights up if something happens. Do I put a chip on that? Or do you put a chip on that before it happens?
Yeah, I don't like all the extra progressive all bets and all that extra stuff. It's just like, let's just play blackjack.
Go back,
let's
play blackjack.
Go back to the kitchen, blackjack.
That's
Stop
right.
Stop getting progressive.
Yeah.
No, but like, do you want to double it up?
Blackjack gone woke? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, blackjack.
I don't mind.
Are they going to go broke?
I mean, if you're doubling down or you're splitting cards, those sorts of things, that's all part of the game. But that then the, all these little extra bets that they have going
things,
on.
Little side things going on.
On your bed.
Too much. It's too overwhelming for me. No, it's too much information.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, what's the minimum put down? And then, like, you don't react quick enough. You get the old guy from the RV that's like, are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Come on. What, you never played before? And he's got a heater in his mouth. You're like, I don't know, man. Your voice is intimidating.
Hit me.
The dealer's super Asian. She's just like staring into your soul.
Everybody's waiting on you.
For you to make a move. And you're like, I don't know what to do right now. I'm frozen in fear.
Your Ralphie's sitting on Santa's lap, man. Oh, come on, kid. God. We got a long line of kids here.
And now Redneck Jack. Hey, man, hit it. You got to hit that. Okay. Why would you not hit it?
I'm out on that.
I don't know.
My favorite story from Fan Madness last year at A&A was that Chuck, our beloved coworker here, was just standing behind people making fun of them as they lost money.
You shouldn't do that.
I think I'm going to hang out with Chuck this year. I'm just going to stand behind people and be like, really? You're hitting on that, huh? You're doing that?
I'll probably find a blackjack table.
You going to go find a blackjack table?
What day are you going out?
I will probably come out Friday after the show. Okay. I'll be in here. You guys will be live.
Yeah, come
so
in
then
on
once
out.
We're done, I'll come out.
I got to leave Friday at 12:30 because I got to pick my kids up. I get a night getaway from those little terrorists, and then I have to leave early to pick them up from school.
That's no good. I'm going to linger there as long as I humanly can.
Are you?
Until I got to go pick them up.
I'm looking forward to Thursday night.
Free time.
Thursday night's gonna be nice.
With the designated driver too. Hell yeah.
And why do they always, those old guys always smell the same smell? It's Stetson and Marlboro. I don't know what that cologne's called.
Well, Stetson's delightful.
Yeah, and then you mix it in with those Marlboro Reds and it's just like, are you gonna hear that? What are you doing?
Good point about showing your ween. Somebody said Swag does it for free with his joggers. That's a fair point.
Dude,
that's
absolutely
a fair point. He's
fair
the Lucas friend. Glover of this show. He is the Lucas Glover of the
show.
Got
these new joggers, guys. They're extra small.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Mailsack, would you rather have your team win the NCAA tournament or be the first person to fill out one whole perfect bracket and everyone in the U.S. knows you did it, but you didn't win any money?
The latter.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could win money with a perfect bracket, I would take that. But just the bragging right over a perfect bracket, I'd rather see Oregon win a national title.
You haven't marketed how to make money off of being the only guy to make a perfect bracket.
Am I going
to
make a lot of money off of that?
Yeah, why
Look
would
at
you
that.
Not?
I got lucky.
Maybe, or maybe you're skilled.
I'm going to capitalize on that.
What do you get out of your team winning?
Watching them win a national championship? That'd be kind of cool.
I get to tweet that my team won.
The Portland Pilots cutting down the Nets.
That's not your team.
Are you kidding me?
That's not your team.
Yeah, I don't think the guy who... I don't think...
That's your employer.
I don't think you're going to make any money off that. Mailsack question.
You don't think you make any money off of branding yourself as the perfect bracket guy?
No, I don't.
A girl sells farts in a jar.
That's because they're hot and guys like girls.
Yeah, but perfect
Somebody
bracket
gonna
guy
find,
definitely could market something.
They're going to buy my fart jars now?
I mean, literally, people make bracket? Money for the dumbest reasons.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I wouldn't pay somebody who had a perfect bracket for anything.
I know you wouldn't.
Why would I give that guy money?
I also don't think you'd buy a fart in a jar.
No, I would not. I would buy an Oregon National Championship t-shirt, though. Mailsack question, would you rather have to eat your least favorite food once a week for the rest of your life or never be able to eat your favorite food again?
So I have to eat my least favorite food
once a week.
Once a week?
Or you can never have your favorite food again. Give me the least favorite food once a week. I could stomach it once a week.
Do you have a clear-cut favorite food? Because I think I have like 10. So like
if you told me I can never eat a ribeye again, I'm not taking that trade-off.
Hmm.
Not taking that trade-off.
Is there a food item you love that you could take away?
No, to be honest with you. Pasta's probably number two.
Oh, generalized pasta.
Just generalized pasta. Okay. Yeah. Burritos probably in my top three on my Mount Rushmore. You tell me I can't get a... No, I'm not doing that.
Burger?
You give me some crappy food I got a stomach once a week, I'll take that.
What would it be?
Least favorite food? Ooh. Tomato soup.
My wife wants tomato
soup. I hate tomato soup.
I'm not a big fan of it.
It sucks. There's nothing in it. It's just liquid. It tastes like tomatoes.
People just want to dip their grilled cheese in it.
But I'll have a bowl of tomato soup a week to keep eating ribeyes.
There's no definitions or clear-cut reasoning of why that or how much soup you have to consume in that scenario. I would rather do that, too.
Yeah. Swag?
He doesn't know.
I don't think I have one clear, like, favorite food.
You have to eat four bananas a week.
No.
You would rather lose your favorite food.
Yeah, because there's one. Too many other things that I enjoy.
Than eating four bananas a week?
Yep.
Do you guys ever have days where you wake up and just want nothing to do with sports? Entertaining the public for more than one day week seems daunting.
No, because I love sports. I know some of the sports we don't talk about enough for people. But I also don't want to lie and pretend that I care about all of the sports going on out there.
That's what everybody does this time of year. We all pretend to love college basketball, even though the vast majority of us don't watch any college basketball.
I would say more so I have days not where I don't want to do it, but it's more so it might be the day before a vacation. And so, like, I still want to do a good show, but I wake up and I'm like,
you're mentally checked out.
No, that's not how I'd phrase it either, but... Vacation is on, you know, the horizon.
You don't care about what's happening in a random game that we're talking about.
Always care about the show. It's exciting to go do the last show before a vacation.
Mail sack, last movie or TV show that made you tear up or cry? Finding Dory was it for me? That scene where she follows the shells home.
Probably Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Ted Lasso's a good one. That'll make you tear up.
I did a rewatch of Ted Lasso. There's like five episodes. I was just like, cool.
Season four coming.
Yeah.
He's back, baby. So much for that being the final episode.
Well, we didn't think it was.
When was the last time you cried? Can you think of it?
Oh, it was probably...
Sans death.
It was probably some E60 story about...
One of those would do it.
Rinaldi got
a kid or, dealing with something, dealing and Make-A-Wish something. Yeah.
He had no arms and no legs, and he had the game-winning shot for his basketball team.
Millsack question from personal experience yesterday when going to the hospital for a procedure. Is it more embarrassing to be fully manscaped or full bush?
I think it's, both are acceptable, but I would say fully manscaped.
It's more embarrassing than being full bush.
You're a little boy.
A little bit big bush down there.
I mean, big bush, I think, is more normal on a day-to-day basis.
I think I'd rather be hairless cat in that situation.
Really?
I think I would. Shave it all off,
If I'm going for a procedure and that.
I'm anti-pube. Get him out of there.
That region.
If I could laser remove my pubes,
I would. Can, actually.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Is it painful to do, though?
I don't know. Are you going like full Brazilian right now?
Not currently, no. But I do occasionally. just shave it all off. Start from scratch.
Just a grown little boy down there.
Just get ready to go. You know, I don't want to deal with that.
Like the whole area.
Whole area, all of it. Hairless cat. Dr. Evil's cat, Mr. Bigglesworth.
That's comfortable for you, huh?
Yeah, I got no issues with it. It's pretty delightful. Hurts a little bit when the stubs come in initially.
Sure.
And then you get used to it.
Hurts her more.
It does. Mail sack question. What is the most random obsession your kids have had? My 2-year-old son has currently been hooked on bowling for the last 3 months and is at the point where he requests watching PBA highlights on YouTube.
My daughter's going to hate me admitting this.
What do you got?
I have two kids, so. One of my kids legitimately had like a month, maybe month and a half span where they were into that imaginary horse trotting sport. And I didn't know how to handle any of that.
Now, watching it or doing it?
No, doing it.
Doing it. So just galloping around the house. How's Mr. Peanuts today?
He's good.
give him an apple.
Did it make you want to go watch Search for the Holy Grail?
No, but to be honest, when that actually popped up on the social medias, it made me actually feel a little better as a parent.
You're not the only one here.
That there are other kids in existence that do this.
Yeah, that would throw me for a loop.
Yeah.
Teddy ball game. Galloping around the house.
Yeah, would throw me for a loop. More like you walking in Teddy ball games, tap dance.
Hey, Dad. Would it kill you to try a team sport? Would that make you love me? Swag, most random thing?
This was actually, when Paxton was little, all of his favorite toys were basically sticks that he could hold in his hand.
Steve's big stick guy.
Yeah.
Just into sticks. Yeah. To each their own, man. Random fast. Teddy's not quite there yet. He likes throwing things. He hasn't quite deciphered what he can throw and can't throw. And there's half the time we're like, you can't throw that. And then other times he throws a ball and you're like, nice throw, buddy.
Dirt wouldn't know what to do
with the tap dancing kid.
Super big tap dance.
And tights. Why are you wearing tights, dude? Take the tights off.
Teddy tights, Dad.
I mean, I'm gonna have a hard time with soccer to begin with, let alone tights. But we'll see. It's down the road.
I think
a long ways.
I'd be curious to see which sport you end up hating the most, soccer or baseball.
There will be one of them, I'm sure.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.